launching into the second hour of the program, and you, as always, are invited to dial in toll-free, take control of these airwaves, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you'd like, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. We'll jump into your phone calls here. Joining you this evening, it is Ian.
Michelle.
Oh, and Mark is here as well. I just got to turn his mic on.
Hey, Mark.
Let's talk to John first up in this hour. John in Kansas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, John, what's on your mind tonight?
All right. So a couple days ago, I had a talk with a guy who had been in the military. He did seem to be fairly liberty-loving, though. So that was what kind of worried me was this was someone who had retired and had been through several degrees. His suggestion was actually that I go into the military so that they could pay for several degrees for me.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea from what I understand of people who are military veterans. There's a lot of lies that they tell you, misinformation, half-truths that they give out regarding the chance that you'll actually have to have college paid for.
Yeah, I've heard that it's far more difficult than is sort of you're led to believe initially. Did you say he has a bunch several degrees?
Yes.
So, he has some kind of ideas to how that might work or whatever.
Right. Even though that's still seemed to be rather odd that someone who was in favor of liberty would be suggesting something like this.
You have to keep in mind that we all have inconsistencies and everything, and I've been a libertarian for, most of my life, and I'm sure that someone could point out a flaw in my, in my behavior or something like that. And so, I'm not saying that what he's saying is a good thing or whatever, but don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Well, wait, what are you saying, Michelle? I'm sorry, that was very confusing to me.
Well, I mean, this Liberty friend who is suggesting that, college can be paid for by entering the military, well, that is somewhat true if that's the contract they offer. And he's claiming that he must not be a very good libertarian, it seems, if he's suggesting that. And I'm just saying, there are inconsistencies and that we all have them.
Mm-hmm.
And
all I know is I was at Porkfest and Adam Kokesh had called a meeting of all of the former military members there that were at Porkfest. Anybody that's former military and currently in the military or considering joining the military or anybody else that wanted to attend was able to go into this meeting. And I went and I sat in there to see what they were talking about. And it was very interesting. There were two young men in there who were considering joining the military. And they basically had an entire room full of liberty-minded folks saying, don't
and
do this.
Liberty-minded veterans.
Right, right.
And
saying,
this is the
don't
question.
Don't do this.
John, are you considering this?
Sure sounds like it. John, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still with you. No, I wouldn't consider it whatsoever.
Okay. So I thought he was just criticizing his friend who, loved
right.
Liberty, but
I see. Yeah. I thought you were thinking about joining the military.
No, so I'm just saying, don't.
Somebody out there listening is considering joining the military, and so this could be important for them.
Right.
Right, and the military, all the benefits that they offer you and all these things, the one thing that one needs to keep in mind is it's an organization whose job is to kill people and break things. And by break things, I mean blow crap up mm-hmm. that kills more people. And it, has been used traditionally in less than, in manners that have been, probably politicians maybe not being as judicious as they could. Even in the Great War, World War II, the one where we stopped Hitler from killing all them Jews. The point is, the United States didn't get into World War II because of Hitler, for one thing. Mm-hmm. They didn't really know that Jews were being killed at the beginning of World War II.
Right.
There were some pictures in Life magazine. I'm not going to say it was completely, out of people's mind. But that wasn't the reason that the United States got in World War II. Germany actually declared war on the United States, and the United States got into World War II because of Japan bombing Pearl Harbor. And there's a memo out there. And
which was a U.S. military base, but Hawaii was not yet a state, so it wasn't even part of the United States.
And it was a big setup in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's I think it's called, I cannot remember the name of the memo. I had looked it up at one point, and it's a McCollum memo. You can look it up on Wikipedia, the McCollum memo, that basically it's you know, a memo outlining, well, how can we go ahead and get Japan to attack us? Because
right.
They knew the American people.
We want a
people,
war, but right. We don't want to start it.
Well, because the American people wouldn't go for it.
Yeah.
So back to your friend for a second. Now, obviously, this upset you that he was willing to kind of sell out or suggesting that you sell out in order to pay for your college education. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, so did you try the tactic with him by chance, since he claims to be libertarian, that that those funds that are exacted from people in order to pay for one's college, even if they've served in the military, is taken by force? Because, you know, it seems like a lot of libertarians, if you can, you know, reduce it down to just that right there, then they're able to see sometimes some of those agenda-driven things that otherwise they wouldn't.
I didn't, but that's exactly what I thought of initially, was that basically receiving anything from the military would be essentially stolen goods.
Not only that, but blood-soaked stolen goods.
Yeah, you know, I'm not, you can call them stolen goods, but, you know, the government steals them. The people accepting them aren't stealing. I mean, they're receiving stolen goods. That much is true. But, you know, for me, the worst part about the military is I'm not going to kill somebody for $100,000. I'm certainly not going to kill them for, you know, a scholarship into college. You know, I'm just not willing
or
to do
I'm
those
not
things.
Willing to,
and that's
I'm,
what the military does.
Well, they may ask you to pack, you know, maybe you won't have to kill someone, Mark, but you may be asked to pack a box full of ammunition and ship it over somewhere where somebody will unpack it and then kill somebody with the ammunition. So you're still part and parcel to killing, whether or not you actually pull the trigger.
But if this guy is looking at this from a cost-benefit analysis of, which it seems like your friend is, like, oh, well, you know, you can give this and you get this in return. And he's probably weighing statistically the chances that you're going to be involved in killing, and that the benefit outweighs the potential risk, et cetera. But you know, you could point out to him that is not a principally based belief system. And if you can find some principle that will appeal to him, that is at its core libertarianism, voluntarism, then I think you'll have an easier time persuading him that his belief about using military money for education is wrong.
Anything else you want to share tonight?
Mark was mentioning with the McCollum memo.
Yeah.
There was actually some scholarship done around the time of World War I that suggests that, well, actually, it was a little bit after World War I, suggested that if we didn't enter World War I, there would have been less of a sentiment in Germany.
Well, the Treaty of Versailles kind of irritated them a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, the people were starving in the streets.
Right.
John, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
It's a great point that if the United States had not entered World War I, there would never have been a World War II. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this isn't me saying this. This is many scholars saying that, in fact, it was the United States getting in so late in the war, adding a million men under, was it Blackjack Mulligan? Whatever his name was. They tipped the balance of the war to the point that Germany lost so greatly that under the Treaty of Versailles, the conditions
Didn't
were
the Kaiser
so...
Kaiser have to leave or Chancellor or whoever it
that
was?
That much... So what? You know, so they kicked out their leader, big, fat, hairy deal. It's these payments that they had to make, these incredible payments that...
War reparations.
War reparations that Germany had to make. I mean, both of these sides were fighting wars. They both, you know, they're just as... You know, just as guilty on either side. The war reparations made it so the economy couldn't recover, and Germans were in terrible straits at the end of the war, and they didn't get better for decades.
And that depression, you know, enabled someone like Hitler to be elected.
Absolutely.
He was elected, people. He did not.
Well, he wasn't elected.
The Nazi Party was elected. into positions, and then the chancellor, gave over. But he worked within the democratic process.
There's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. He ended up being appointed, but he did come in like second place in that election. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 1st, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,491.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,529.18, $764.59 for a half ounce, or $382.30 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,529.18, $764.59, and $382.30.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, That's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
Those website features, by the way, include our listening options. Different ways to get tuned into the program. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com. You'll see there are live streams there, broadband and dial-up versions. Around the clock, you can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live there completely free. Also, the radio stations, over 100 of them that carry the show throughout the week, you'll get the list of them. You can link to them there. Plus, our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio and our free-to-air KU band channel, as well as the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to tune in from any phone that can dial long distance. So plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live in your ear. Go get the details and get tuned in at listen.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have. If you can have only one, you can see it at Ruger.com, and it is a beautiful rifle. You can see it at Ruger.com, and you can pick it up at your local gun dealer.
All right, toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. We go back to the phones and the fun. Scott listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Scott. Great. What's on your mind tonight?
This is Scott from Orlando, best buddies with John Kurtz. And how you guys... I heard Josh called in, and that was quite a long time. But I promised Johnny I would call in as well.
What do you have to share that we haven't already heard? For our listeners just tuning in, John Kurtz, civil disobedience activist there in Orlando, has been sentenced to 30 days in jail, plus a year probation, plus he's banned from coming within 100 feet of any police officer. All of this because he dared to record video of a police that was abusing somebody, and then that police officer arrested John and threw him in jail, and that's kind of where things have come. The courtroom cracked down on video cameras and was just being generally tyrannical. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I didn't catch what Josh did. I'm sorry. I did a couple other local shows today on behalf of John. Obviously, he couldn't do them himself.
So you guys are getting some local media coverage down there?
Yeah, we got a couple radio shows covering it. And, obviously, Mark Schmitter got on CNN Worldwide yesterday, 2 days ago.
That wasn't obvious to me. I was not aware of that. That's good news.
Well, Judge Perry was the guy that issued the order. Judge Perry is the... He's the Anthony Judge, and that's, I guess, live streamed all over the world right now.
I see. So because of this murder trial that's going on, when this guy, Mark Schmitter, was arrested for handing out flyers to potential jurors outside of the courthouse, CNN gave him some airtime because he was kind of tied into that.
He was in Judge Perry's courtroom, so he had to. They misreported it a little bit. They said he was handing out flyers outside of Judge Perry's courtroom on at least one media outlet locally. And we've been on him pretty hard about that because Mark's been, he's religious about where he stands. It's always outside between the courthouse and the parking garage. He never moves. They said he was arrested in there, and we know for a fact he doesn't move. He does. He did the Julian Heichel, and he went limp on the ground. And they took him to the hospital and all that.
It's heroic, and it's I don't know, what is he facing as far as potential jail time here? It's a contempt of court charge, right?
I heard a rumor. I have a 20-megabyte file here on it. I haven't had a chance to look through. I don't know exactly what the story is. And Mark's been, I think he took a day off. He's probably tired. He didn't get out of jail until 1:30 that night. The bond was $2,500, so hopefully it wasn't it's not too major of a charge. But obviously he's wrong, Judge Perry.
And this is the same judge who, by the way, walked right by when Julian Heichel was down there handing out these jury flyers. He walked by and laughed about the fact that these guys were violating his ban. So
they only want the ban on big trials.
Yeah, nothing was done for like weeks and weeks, and then all of a sudden, 2 days ago, this Mark Schmitter was arrested for handing out flyers.
Yeah, we've got video of him nullifying his own order, obviously, and he's the same guy that did the second order was no First Amendment activity at all on courthouse property.
Right.
And we were making a comment yesterday, or before John's trial, they were pushing us into these free speech zones. We had a large banner or a sign out there for John, and TJ stood down the deputy, and we have some good video on that. TJ's editing that tonight, so we'll have that up soon on Orlando Cop Watch YouTube page.
Very cool. That's OrlandoCopWatch.com. You can get there through that. So what else did you want to share about maybe your experience of attending John's trial, which was a total farce?
Well, we were all devastated. We thought we had a pretty good chance he was going to get off on both counts. And you know how it is. These juries think they're doing you a favor when they give you the lesser count.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were pretty depressed. But we had gone to a bar afterwards to lament.
Well, now hold on just a second. Did you talk to his attorney? And I guess to me, what this seems like is what, fruit of the poison tree or something like that. You can't get resisting arrest if the arrest was bad, you know. So right. is this an appealable thing?
Oh. Yeah, shocker. There's contradictions here. It's crazy. He made the point to me this morning. He's been calling me from the jail. When you're in booking, and he was stuck in booking for 12 hours. He said he was cold, but at least he got to use the phone because they have an available phone there. But he said, the contradiction, Scott, and make sure you mention this when you're on the air with anybody, is they arrested me for battery, and then they convicted me for obstruction. Obstruction was dropped. I'm sorry.
Resisting,
thank you. So how does that make sense, you know? There's another contradiction. His attorney mentioned if the camera had been a gun, and Judge Nicola Thomas says the cameras are guns, right? But it wouldn't have gotten lost, you know, and that didn't sit home with the jury, evidently.
Oh, when you say it got lost, you mean the police lost the camera?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's probably 1,000 people out there. It was New Year's Eve, so somebody could have stolen it. But if it had been a gun, they'd have been sure to grab that camera when they arrested him, or grab that gun. That was a good argument, I thought. And luckily, the police state really saved Johnny's butt because they got video cameras on all the overhead streets downtown now, and that's where the video turned up that exonerated him from the greater charge.
So it was the police's own surveillance cameras that actually assisted him in this case?
Yeah, I'm shocked that video didn't disappear along with the camera. You know, mm-hmm. It was separate from the camera. This video also didn't disappear.
This is one of the reasons I don't like the idea of going limp. I think it works for some people.
Which he didn't do.
He didn't.
That was Mark Schneider. This is John Kurt.
Agreed. I understand. But, they charged him for, apparently, he got resisting for turning his left arm slightly when the police officer put handcuffs on him. And they could have given the police officer a nasty pinch. And this is the idea. So when you go limp, this gives the jury something to bargain with in their own minds, and I don't want to give them that.
Interestingly, I don't believe Mark Schmitter was charged with resisting arrest, was he?
No, not him, no.
Right, so the guy that went limp actually didn't get charged.
I'm not saying it's consistent, Ian.
Right.
I'm just saying I don't like to give these people opportunities.
I see where you're coming from. So, Scott, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, the thing is that, we're all just depressed out of our minds, and sometimes you're going to have luck when you do activism, and it's going to feel like the end of the world. But Johnny called me from the jail last night, and you get phone calls, and you have this little announcement, somebody calling. One of our jokes here in Orlando, are things we like to say to each other just out when we're having a good time, we'll just yell out Pork Fest at each other. Pork Fest.
Well, Johnny, awesome.
Thanks for the call, Scott. I appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femme Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon and Answer 250 caps. Summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. They include the bulletin board system. It's one way for you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
Let's continue with you and your phone calls. We'll go to Gardner, listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Gardner.
Hello, my friends. Good to talk to you, Ian. How are you?
Hey, dude. It's LG Grande, Gardner Goldsmith.
Gardner Goldsmith, I thought you were dead. I haven't seen you in so long.
I know, guys.
These guys are giddy over your voice.
Michelle, good to talk to you. How are you all?
Good.
Thank you.
Listen, Gardner Goldsmith is the host of Liberty Conspiracy, by the way, libertyconspiracy.com. It's a great liberty-oriented podcast available online. Gard, what's on your mind tonight, dude?
Well, you know, there's only so much I can do over at the website, and I was listening to your show from the 30th, and compliments to you guys. You just had a terrific show, and one of the things that really made it outstanding was you had a caller who brought up a point, and you guys really opened up and discussed it. It was about the difference between rights and liberties.
Oh, and yes, I remember that conversation.
It was great. It was great, Michelle, yeah. And one of the things, that I just wanted to bring it up again for those people who didn't hear it last night, or if they can go back into the archives and listen to the podcast, because it's exceptional what you guys all did. And also, it's very important, I think, particularly for those of us who really critically look at the exercise of government on our lives, because what the caller brought up was that he had realized that there was a difference between rights and liberties. And this goes way back. I just wanted to mention it's so important. And you sort of got to the question of, can you have rights, or can you have liberties and can you have rights? Are they different things? And he said, you know, I think rights are sort of a construct that has been brought up with government. And we don't really need the term rights. And I've held the same thing, and I just wanted to bring it up. It was so great to hear it, because the term rights has really been corrupted. And because government is supposedly there to protect your rights, but it doesn't. It infringes on your rights at the outset. In order to exist, it has to take your property.
Well, I think that Brett made the point also that rights and privileges are those things that are granted essentially to children.
Yeah, and this is the thing. We're talking about rights. Rights are supposedly inherent and innate, and they're supposedly non-touchable. But almost the entire history of conversation about rights has come, whether it be John Locke or people like Antonin Scalia in the Supreme Court, it always comes with rights are inherent, but we give up some of our rights in order to have government. And I say,
right.
You know what? Yeah, I think the term rights has been corrupted. If you look at the Heller case, the Heller decision, Antonin Scalia spent all this time, and I've mentioned it before with you guys, he spent all this time talking about how the right to keep and bear arms was an individual right when it was understood as an individual right. He didn't have to do that. Rights are supposedly individual. Groups can't have rights. They're just groups of individuals. But at the end of it, he said, oh, and of course, you know, rights can be attenuated. Well, I thought the idea of a right was that it couldn't be attenuated. That was the
right.
point.
Inalienable.
How would it be a right if it can't be attenuated? I mean, you could supposedly attenuate someone's rights if they're coming on your property, but that's because your right to your property supersedes their right to do whatever it is that they're doing.
And I prefer
exactly.
John Stuart Mill's approach to that and the idea of negative rights. You have essentially the right to not be harmed, the right to not be robbed, etc. And that way, the protection is again, you know, for yourself, and it's not entitling you to something at the hands of someone else.
Right. And Mark brought up on the 30th, Mark brought up that if you have, or actually everybody brought up, if you have a right to something, a positive right, that means you have a claim on someone else. That's immediate enslavement. And so I think one of the things to remember, though, is even the concept of negative rights has always been put forward with the idea of government existing to protect your negative rights, which is a tautology, because the only way government can exist is to infringe and invade your rights. So all government invades on rights. All government is an infringement on rights. I think a better thing to do, and this is where we get the idea of liberties being different than rights, perhaps. Rights has always been sort of associated with government and those who excuse government. And I think if you really want to get an understanding of the real concept of rights outside government, maybe we can't use the term rights anymore because they've corrupted it. Nobody in government believes that you have rights anymore. They all believe you have privileges. So maybe we should say we have societally, in other words, outside of government, societally voluntarily agreed to modes of behavior, which equal, they act like rights, but I don't think we can use rights sometimes because the politicians destroy our rights all the time.
So I have one slight critique here, Gardner, and I want to see what you think about it. The idea that, you know, that government must violate rights. Isn't it possible that some organization, if government means an organization that is there to protect us from dangerous bad people, because I think that's what many people in their minds define government as, couldn't it be that a government then could exist without violating rights? Couldn't I make a contractual agreement with a group of people to protect me from bad folks that might harm me? And couldn't we call that organization a government?
Mark, that's an excellent question. And you know what? I've had a conversation with a couple of Free State Project members about the use of the term government, because government in the past wasn't always necessarily equating to the state, as in...
No, because there's self-government. It just simply means restricting.
Exactly. Governance, governing one's life. I think, unfortunately, the term government now is so synonymous with the state that I use them interchangeably, maybe erroneously sometimes, but I think a lot of people do as well. I think you're right.
I agree.
Yeah, so I think what we're talking about here is you can have governance without state government, but the minute it becomes involuntary, you have the state. If it's voluntary, then you have a market. And so I think nowadays people just use the term government so much, I fall into the same habit, that the state, i.e. government, can only exist by infringing on our rights. Therefore, the association of the word rights with anything nowadays really has been associated not with rights but with privileges granted to you by government. Just like Antonin Scalia said, even as he's defending the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, he's like, oh, but, you know, the government can mess with your rights. It's like, no, Antonin, guess what? It can't. That's the point. So maybe we shouldn't use that term anymore. And I think the caller who brought up the difference between rights and liberties makes a very good point. Liberties are those things which we can do ourselves. And then when we come in contact with each other, we come up to societally agreed to modes of behavior, which over time have been termed rights, but government has sequestered those. They've taken them over. So,
I like the use of the word entitlement rather than privilege also, since you're talking about definitions of words and things, simply because entitlements are guarantees, whereas privileges, those can also be, messed with and revoked or whatever. But more and more, you're hearing people say, well, you have a right to a house, you have a right to health care, you have a right to this, you have a right. And those are all entitlements.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think it's incumbent on us, and thanks for letting me sound off.
But wait a minute, you're not entitled to those things either.
But I'm saying that that's what we're hearing politicians say right now, that you have a right to this or a right to that.
You're saying they're using the word right instead of entitlement. That's what you're saying.
They're using the word right instead of entitlement, and I'm clarifying that I believe that those to be are entitlements as opposed to privileges.
I
understand what you're saying. Perhaps we can solve can claim that they are the receipt of stolen goods. I don't know, but anyway, I thank you guys for letting me come on because I was so excited when I heard you talking about this.
Well, Gard, it's always a pleasure. I mean, you usually bring the IQ level of the show up a significant notch when you call in. So I appreciate always your input.
Hey, thanks a lot for letting me call in, guys.
Yep, thanks for the call, dude. That's Gardner Goldsmith. He is available, more of him, over at LibertyConspiracy.com. He used to be on this show a little more often, but the guy lives really far away, and I don't blame him for not wanting to come out here when he's not getting paid to do so. So 800-259-9231, but definitely check out his podcast if you get a chance. LibertyConspiracy.com. It's worth your while. 1-800-259-9231. Still plenty of time for you and your thoughts. What's on your mind tonight? 800-259-9231. Some bad news about the medical marijuana world with the Obama administration. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links that you'll find there. It's Amazon for Canada, Amazon for the U.S., for the U.K., and for Germany. You enter through the appropriate link. Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase there. So it's Amazon. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retail superstore. And it's the same great prices. Nothing's different about it. You're just entering through our portal, basically. And then Amazon sends us a cut of their profits for sending them the business. So you're going to do your shopping online anyway. Likely, you were probably going to buy something at Amazon. And so why not just enter through shop.freetalklive.com and help Free Talk Live out at the same time. That's shop.freetalklive.com as we continue here. And, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes there's different stuff at the different Amazons. So I was looking at sorry, Mark, you weren't there. Now you're back. I was looking at getting a...
You've been turning him off all night.
Yeah. Well, I've been looking at getting a certain Blu-ray disc, and there was, like, a completely different package available through the Canadian Amazon. So I had to pay more for shipping because I bought it from Canada, but it was something that's...
But they'll ship it?
Yeah, okay. Sure. I mean, if you're willing to pay me the international shipping rates, which I was.
I've heard that there's videos out there that are, there's different sections of the world.
True, there are different regions on Blu-ray. And DVDs, regions, there's more DVD regions, there's only 3 Blu-ray regions, so it's, if you're in the U.S. or Canada or South America, you can play the same Blu-rays.
Reasonably safe.
Yeah. So it's just that, it's the version wasn't available in the United States.
And what was the video?
Sucker Punch, my favorite movie.
Oh, my gosh. You do.
It's my favorite movie of the year, and everybody hates it.
I didn't hate it.
Well,
you and I went together with a few people, and I thought it was really fun.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like it, but whatever. All right, so go shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done as we continue with you and your thoughts. And I believe Ruth is on the line listening in California. Ruth, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there are so many problems, but we should start at the top.
Hey, I know who this is. This is
Sunfest.
Well, you know, they won't let me on, so I have to keep changing my name.
We'll
and
let
then
you
they
on.
Won't let me on because I'm changing my name.
No, we knew who you were. They knew who you were, Ruth. Sunfest, whoever you are.
Okay. Well,
you're very distinctive. All of our board operators know exactly who you are, no matter if you change your name.
Oh, yes. I must be the FBI or someone. Really,
no,
really crazy.
No, you're just a crazy lady that calls talk radio.
Well, if I'm crazy, who are the globalists?
Okay. I don't know.
You guys better start polarizing your values and stop calling...
polarizing our values.
Stop calling people crazy that was originally used as a cover-up for
government. Never really made much sense, Sunfest. I mean, had you actually made coherent sense in the past, I would not be calling you crazy.
Well, it's not my fault you can't keep up with me.
Oh, you just smack!
I just have the same problem. I'm not the only one.
Okay, so what brilliant...
person who keeps...
almighty Sunfest, what brilliant wisdom do you have to lay on us tonight?
Start at the top. First, to know the truth is liberating.
I agree with that.
This whole thing, everything that you're doing day in and day out, is called making a living. From Libya to destroying the sun. Have you seen the sunset lately? Well, most people don't, but I do.
See, this is one of the reasons why you get accused of being crazy.
It's
because you bounce around.
That you only take mainstream information.
Sunfest, that's not true.
Check it out yourself.
You bounce around from topic to topic. Can you focus on one thing?
That's why there's the rising water.
Sunfest, I totally empathize with you. These guys here can get me just going, too.
What did the sun do to the water, Sunfest?
The sun is good. The sun is the source of life. It dries the water and the fallout.
The
light is all that will destroy. The rising water can take no more.
Wait a minute. Didn't you just say the sun was the source of life, and then you said the light is the only thing that can destroy?
Well, the sunlight. Yeah, the light destroys the oil, the fallout, and the water that's rising. It's digging a sinkhole because it can take no more overflow because they're covering the sun. Look at the sun. It's always got a haze around.
No, it's a bad idea to look at the sun. That's a crazy thing to say to someone.
Oh, because the system has told you it's bad.
No, because it will burn your eyes.
That's what the system
they're being little Sunfest. Don't pay any attention to them.
You are not supposed to look at the sun. If you want to look at the sun, Sunfest. Hold on. Let me just put her down for a moment, because I know she's very excited. She hasn't been on the air in a long time, and she wants to say a lot. We're
going
to give you the chance. Put her down, please. Just so kids listening. Kids.
Well, at least I can't.
Sunfest, hold on. Kids, please don't look at the sun. Whatever you do. I know that you like to do things that people say not to do, but do not look at the sun. It's a bad idea. It will hurt you, possibly blind you. Anyway, Sunfest, go ahead with your thoughts.
First, to solve the problem, we have to understand what's behind government. Government and economy are like white on rice. We can't separate them. Government is there to create work. Why? For jobs.
Sunfest, that's unfair. That's unfair to say. You said that the government exists and its purpose is to create jobs.
Work. Yeah, to create work.
Not true.
Like invading Libya. Those trillions
of dollars. The state is there to serve itself. It's not there to serve anyone else.
Just let me finish a sentence. I agree with you. It's there to serve itself from the tax it creates from jobs to trillions from all the work and busting people and invading Libya. Everything that happens is accounted by that. So this is just called making a living. And as soon as you can understand that much, you won't have to count every two and two to make four and keep repeating over and over again.
So, Sunfest, you think that the... Sunfest, now it's my turn now.
We get to have a conversation here, Sunfest.
Do you think it's the government's role, then, to create jobs so that we can all be employed in order to pay this tax? Like, and that's a positive thing?
No, I'm saying that the work that they're, needless work they're creating, like busting people unfairly, fighting terrorism, invading Libya, becoming an empire, the purpose of work is to create those trillions in tax to keep the mob on top.
Well, no, that's not exactly true. Look, if what you're saying is you disagree with the war, I agree with you there. I don't agree with war. I think war is a horrible thing.
Why do you think we have wars?
Because politicians seek power. Because
power, okay.
No, they don't create work. That's actually called the broken window fallacy, and the idea that, you know, you have someone break a window in a shop in order for the shopkeeper to employ someone to make the glass in order to employ someone to put the glass in, that actually somehow creates work. No, that's a zero-sum gain, and there is no wealth created in that scenario. So what you're saying...
It every day when they're busting Girl Scouts for not licensing, which creates jobs.
I'm not getting paid to talk about it.
Which creates jobs. Don't you see? This is what's called Parkinson Law. Unless you understand the system and the economy behind it, you just keep saying these things like government just wants to bug us. Look, there must be deeper reasons. Economy has been accepted as survival. This is the economic crisis, a struggle to survive.
I think we're just disagreeing on some really fundamental points here, Sunfest. And I'll thank you for the call tonight. Always appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. The purpose of government is it's a group of men and women who would like to essentially exist as a parasite. They want to be able to live their lives without having to actually provide a product or service that is of real value on a consensual basis to the marketplace. So they provide their so-called services, whether you want them or not, to you, and they do it on the threat of violence. So that's all government is. It's men and women doing business at the threat of violence. They don't create work that is of real value, as Michelle was talking about. Now and then the government people will do something that's useful, but they're not getting rewarded on a consensual basis. And for the most part, their jobs are busy work, and they're not actual valuable market-based jobs that produce.
There's certainly jobs that exist in the government that would exist in the marketplace. You know, police officer, fireman, things like that. But their roles would change a great deal.
Sure, like the water technician or whatever, the people that are providing water to homes. Obviously, people are going to demand that in the absence of the coercive state. But, you know, you can't really have a conversation with somebody if you can't agree on the definitions of the terms that
Absolutely.
You're discussing. And so that's why it's impossible to talk to Sunfest, because she's all over the damn map. She doesn't know what she's really talking about. She thinks she does.
You fluster her a little bit, Ian, just like you fluster so many of us ladies.
What? Wow. 1-800-259-9231.
Do not give him a big head.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, there's what she says, Mark, and then there's reality. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is next. You can take control of the airwaves. And not so great news coming out of D.C. for the states where medical marijuana has been legalized. We'll tell you about that coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.